Hi, this is Katie Curtin, and this is our second call for December for the Money Matrix Transformation Club. And yes, so I've got the recording on, and I'm just going to talk a little bit about where we're going today, and also a little bit where I anticipate going with the club next next year. For today, I would like to continue with the theme of reviewing a little bit what was old and what needs to go out, and about what we want to bring in. And I have a little exercise for us to do, which I find is quite helpful. And which I like to do every new year, or at least every at the beginning of every year. But I thought it'd be quite a good one to start, just for people to start working on. And it's very simple, so we've got that. And also, I'm going to be in a period where I actually have time to really plan and think out the whole next year for the Money Matrix Club. And so would love if anybody has any feedback, either now or, you know, later, as to what they would like to see more of. And what I'm basically going to be doing is picking, like, working on taking the archetypes that we started dealing with in the Money Marathon, and maybe having one a month, where we would have one character a month that we would explore, along with going much deeper into the habits that we need to cultivate, or the magic spells that we need to cultivate for basically, you know, to replace the bad habits we've had in the and the and to create a positive matrix around money. So we've been just since the Money Marathon dealing with the things that have come up most and finishing up with the year. But really, with the new year, I'm going to be as of the holidays, I'm just going to map out the coming year, so that if you'll know when things are coming and what we'll be dealing with. So that'll give more direction to the work, and I think we'll make it even deeper and more interesting. So so if you do, maybe at the very end of this call, I might take, if people have ideas or things that they would like to see dealt with more, that would certainly be welcome. Okay, so what I wanted to first say before we start all the clearings and get your ideas about the clearing, about what you need to clear, I just wanted to start with this exercise. And I've used it. I've had this thing called Creative Life Design Day, which I've used it at the beginning of this day, and which I've often done, you know, just at the beginning of the year. And so I'll give that to you right now. And actually, there's something that this reminded me of, is that basically January, I'm going to spend a lot of time on the whole question of visioning the new year and seeing what might be getting in your way of having the big vision, but also the plans, which are practical and realistic. So we'll be doing a lot about visioning, and Denise's telesummit that she's doing on the big why, I think, will be also a great thing for you guys to listen to. And it's free to listen to. And it will give you some ideas on your big why and what you want to really focus on in your life and in the year 2014. But for the moment, what we're going to start with is looking ahead at the next 12 months and back to the previous 12 months. Fill in the columns based on what you want to start doing, stop doing, and continue doing. And I'm just reading actually from a workbook. But what I want you to do, if you would please just get a page. I hope you've got some writing tools in front of you, but get a page and a pen, and put make three columns. And on the first column, you put start at the top, and at on the second column you put stop, and then you put continue. And what I would like you to do is just, I'll just check that everybody understands what we're doing and has done that. So it's drawing three columns, and there's a stop. Sorry, there's first you put start on the in the first column, on the top of the first column, and then stop on the second column, and third, continue on the third column. So, and I'm just going to check that everybody understands this instruction. I mean, it's fairly simple, but is that clear to everybody?
Yes.
Okay. And so what I would, sorry, there's a bit of a background noise there. I'm just hoping you guys don't hear that too much. We're on the start column. It would be like what you would like to do that's new in the new year that you haven't done before. It's something maybe you've been thinking of for a long time but never got down to. And I have an example from years ago that I put, but it's participate. Like I, at that time, I wanted to. I thought participating in local actions promoting peace in the Middle East. I mean, as much we could do that as much today as then. And then I had under stop. Actually, I'm looking at how pertinent this one is still. And the example of stop, getting sidetracked by surfing on the net. And then continue, I had as an example, make more time for fun and games with family and friends. And so it could be to do start something in your business. Let's say you've been thinking of, you know, I know Denise, you've mentioned you've been thinking of doing a podcast. You might put start on podcast. And then there might be, as I said, you could do something stop with your business. It could be surfing the net. It could be stop undercharging for your services. And then continue is, it could be with your business, whatever has been really successful and working well. Like for me, I'm going to put continue doing my creativity cafes. So I'm going to give you a few minutes to just work on that, and I'm going to try not to talk too much. I'll just talk occasionally so that it doesn't sound like that the recording's gone off. Be a good time to have music. So maybe we can first, actually, why don't you think back the previous year and what worked really well first? And you can put that in the continue thing. What in your business and in your in your personal life worked really well? And you put that under the continue because you want to do more of what went well. Okay, so I'm going to give you, let's say, one more minute on thinking of the things that you did really well this year and that work that you would like to continue. And with this whole sheet, you'll be able to, I hope you just have it near you in the next weeks and just fill it in as you think of things because you won't think of everything right away. So, okay, now we're going to move on to stop. So, it could be like something saying yes when you mean no, when you would like to say no. It could be working on days that are supposed to be days of rest. that you've said that you would take time off and instead you work? Okay. Okay, and then we have start. So what would you like to start next year that you've been thinking of doing for a while? And here you might, it could be, you could be thinking that you need to do some exercise, get a bigger diet, you know, all those things you actually usually do New Year's resolutions around. And you can put a whole load and then decide, okay, I don't think I can implement these or do these all right away, but maybe I can stagger them in, you know, into the year. I'll start one thing in January and then see how that goes and then continue. Okie dokie. So I'll give you a few more seconds just to finish up. And then I would like to have people, if they would like to, share what they put down, and then, and also at the same time, what they might want to work on to unblock right now. That, you know, the big issue that they're coming to the call with, if they have one, or if you look at the list that you've just created, let's say you say, I'm going to start exercise. And then you think, that's not realistic. I've never done it before. You know, consistently I start it for a couple of weeks and I drop it. Then that's possibly something you need to clear some of the stuff around it. Or if there's something, and definitely that area, this area is very fertile for clearing. If there's something you want to stop that you keep doing again and again, even though you know you should, you need to stop it, then that's also an area that we might look for doing some clearing work. If not now, we can always do it at following sessions. But let's see what we can cull from this. So let me see. I'm going to make sure that I think I can hear all of you right now. Hello? So, could somebody, everybody still hearing?
Yes.
Okay, good. So would somebody like to start? Can I, I may call on somebody then.
Oh, this is Denise. I'm happy to start.
Thank you, Denise.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So, do you want me to start with the starts and then the stops and the continues?
Yeah, whichever is easiest for you. Sure, that's the order of the column, so it'd probably be easiest.
Okay. So, the areas I'm going to start in, I am going to start a podcast. I'm going to start promoting my blog. I'm going to start the Phoenix Project, which is a deep workshop I'm engaged in. And I'm going to start making high-end offers.
Yay!
And I'm actually going to start some serious meditation. I could put that in the continue column, but I need to do that. On the stop, I'm going to stop undercharging for my services. I'm going to stop signing up for multiple courses at once. I'm going to stop.
It sounds so familiar. I don't think you're the only one there.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's right. And I'm going to stop taking on projects or tasks that are not a hell yeah.
Okay.
Because I think what happens is they take away from the things I really are meant to be doing. So I'm doing so many things. And then finally, I'm going to stop taking on too many projects or tasks at once.
Yeah.
And then in the continue column, I say I'm going to continue. These are things that are working well for me, reaching out to potential business partners or JVs. I'm going to continue the money matrix transformation. I'm going to continue setting aside a time for myself and taking time off. I'm going to continue exercising, dealing with blocks as they come up, and I'm going to continue writing my books and get them the next. I have a number of them in mind in the future, and I have one that is sort of in the way that needs to get published. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I need to set it aside. So I'm going to continue publishing my writing.
Wonderful. This sounds great. And I'm actually, it's great some of your stop things, because I know they're very common things, especially for us Renaissance type people, like stop taking on too many projects at once.
Yeah,
I know most of my clients could will have that actual challenge. So,
I think for me, it's also that I have so many things that interest me, but what I I think the block is that. And there's a block in there somewhere, but I'm interested in so many things, and that it prevents me from really going deeply into the things I'm most interested in. So by taking on all these things, I just have so many things to do, I don't get to do the stuff that I'm really meant to do.
Right.
Yeah.
That's an excellent one, in fact. That would be a great one to do a little clearing today. But we'll see what everybody else have and see what the common themes are. So thank you, Denise. That's such a great list. So who would like to go next?
Katie, it's Loretta.
Okay, Loretta, here we go.
Well, one of the things that I put in the start column kind of came to me the other day, about a week ago, and that is to start exploring the beauty of Lake County.
Mm.
I came across a brochure when I was, you know, cleaning up and getting rid of things, and it was all about the heritage and the culture. And you know, I live in this county. I've lived here over 5 years, and there's very little, if I were to say, I really, engaged in some things at the local theater, yes, but as far as the broader spectrum, so I know that's something I want to start in the new year.
Wonderful.
But basically, what I noticed when I'm looking at the columns is the second thing I had start was to set aside a day a week to relax and play. And I really know that that is essential, because the things I want to stop are saying yes. I want to stop saying yes unless I really mean it. I mean, I really want to learn to say no. And
yeah.
I want to stop the work that I do, even on the orchid, is kind of frenetic. And I really want to balance things for me. And what I will continue to do is kind of help that to happen. And one is to continue the exercise, the walking that I do, and the writing that I've been doing, and creating programs that give life and being available to journey with other people. But none of that continue is going to really happen at a deep level unless I really take time for a balance of work and play, and I mean good quality play.
Mm.
I can sit and watch a movie on the iPad and count that relaxation, but I'm talking about exploring things that are really going to refresh me and renew me and relax deep within inside of myself, so that I can continue to do the things that I'm doing at a deeper level, and have a lot of energy available. So this has been helpful. I've just started it. You know, I realize there's a lot of other things, but that's kind of where it is.
Well,
and
it seems
like
you got really important points there. And,
yeah.
Two others that
I had for the stopping is comfort eating and drinking. I think
that
both eating and drinking is important, but I need to know why it is that I'm doing either or both. And then also I want to stop allowing negative thoughts to control me. So it's doing the inner mind work that's going to, make it possible. Because I could spend a day relaxing, and end up being totally out of whack, because all through the day I kept the negative thoughts going about, you don't deserve this time, you have other things you need to do, and all of that kind of stuff. So anyway,
Wonderful.
It's a good start, and I appreciate the exercise. Thanks, Katie.
Thank you. And that it's an interesting point you made about how you can sit and relax, but or doing something relaxing, but unless the self-talk is going in a positive direction, it can have the opposite effect. I've certainly experienced that before, and I'm sure many others have. So thank you. So Shelley.
Darn it.
Well, we're this is us on the call. So, although I did a little bit. Or do you need another moment?
No, I'm in a little bit of a depressed state the last couple of days here, recognizing it and going through, you know, purging things of mums and purging things of our house and. That's kind of
you might share with people. Did you want to share with people what's happened?
Oh, I had my mom passed away on November the 27th and had the humble opportunity to be with her the whole day and while she passed. And it was a wonderful experience, but you know, you think you're handling it fine and then I told Katie that a bubble pops up and you're not feeling all that great, so just to be allowing it. And so, you know, just going through quite a bit right now. And the purging stuff is I picked up her ashes the other day, and they're on a nice little table with all the cards we've received and some flowers. And I'm putting some thoughts together about putting those cards maybe into a little scrapbook so that when we get together as a family for a little memorial, people have the opportunity to look at what's been coming in and share those. So, you know, I don't know if that's... I have a tendency of doing this. I have a tendency of having these lovely thoughts of, you know, putting these scrapbooks together or whatever the project may be, and then feeling that I'm kind of pressured by it, where it was a beautiful thing to start with, and now all of a sudden I'm in turmoil because I don't have time, or guilty because I'm not working on it. And I'm finding that this guilt is coming up over and over again with what came up was the guilt that I didn't see Mom often enough when she was alive. However, she had dementia so badly that, you know, are you really there or not, and who are you there for? And my brother, who spent more time with her in that phase, said, get over it. The guilt will kill you. I had to hear that, you know.
So do you want to stop the guilt?
Yes, I do, because I'm seeing it now in this exercise that it's a bit of a common theme. Guilt of not getting to my business, not cleaning up the house enough, not, so it's kind of running through things. So, and the negative thinking for me also, Loretta, you mentioned, can find that when I'm in one of these phases of, I can feel myself sort of swirling down a wee bit.
Yeah.
And the negative thinking does tend to cloud that a bit.
And, I mean, you're going through, I mean, it's a huge thing to, you know, and I'm so sorry to hear it, you know, about your, you know, your mother dying, and it brings up huge things.
It does.
Especially also having to go through their stuff and let go of it, because we're often, with objects, there's definitely... associations, and it's like giving up the past, giving up all that stuff that went with it, and letting go of that, you know, that person too.
Right.
So Shelley, is there in your start, is there anything that you've got under start?
Yes, I'd like to throw into the pot exercise also.
Okay.
Eating well, like regular exercise.
Yeah.
I'm a martyr.
Okay.
So I'd want to throw that in. And what else? Just getting it back into hobbies. I love quilting. I love sewing. And I never give myself time to do that.
Okay.
and keep on with my positive positive sayings, as opposed to getting kind of into the negative sayings.
Yeah.
Some of the sayings you've shared with us, and they were working.
You.
They were very profound.
So you want to stop? You want to start exercise, eating well, and getting back into your hobbies. You want to stop the guilt and the negative thinking. Is there anything else that you want to stop? I mean, I know that related to your business and the one that you were doing, is that you wanted to stop both of you, I think, supporting other people.
Yes.
Business rather than your, you know, like your own. I don't know how you would phrase it, but I'm wondering if there's some things connected to all that.
Mm. Good point. Yeah. Yeah. It's time to care for us at our age,
mm-hmm.
I guess. And
so it's stop caring for others more than yourself?
Yes. Well put. I still want to care for others,
yes.
But I don't want to do it out of necessity. And
right.
I want it,
okay.
I want it to come from a purity.
Let's say caretaking others.
Right. That's it.
That sounds like...
Sorry, Katie, just as you said that, something came
yeah.
up. Say it again, though.
Stop caretaking others more than self.
Yeah. When I
or just stop caretaking others, because caretaking, there's lots of ways, but
yeah.
I think it's the taking care of things that really aren't our business. Like, it was your job to take some care for your mother and all that, but it's not your job to take care of all these massage therapists in town and their businesses when they're not doing it themselves properly.
Right. And caretaking for my daughter, I still feel that when she lives here, I have that
yeah.
role a bit, even
okay.
though it doesn't look the same, but... I
uh-huh.
kind of want my space back, so
right.
ready for her to move on and get out. And
okay.
Live with
and
her.
I think you, and if I'm knowing you, Shelley, there may be some more things in the starting regarding, you know, that we've talked about in terms of your, in terms of your book, and maybe some more things in continuing of initiatives that you've just restarted.
Yeah, good point.
So I don't know if you'd put down any of that, but that might be something that you'd look
My
at.
Continuing is with your club and getting a real
right.
focused, simplified financial life.
Yeah.
Too broad spread and scattered and not enough.
Yeah.
And to continue purging, just have been, you know, the keeper of the old, and good grief, what do you do? You can't take all of that with you to your grave, and is it really meaning that much to hang on to it at this phase in life? So,
right.
letting go of things like that.
Wonderful. And what would you like to work most on right now? Like, if you were to bring an issue to this call, and then I'm going to ask Loretta and Denise, and then we'll kind of see where we go from here.
I can't get focused. I'd like to let go of all the guilt, that thread that's in me with many different avenues, and the caretaking of others.
Yeah.
And the exercise. I really want to get the exercise in.
Okay.
Whatever's holding me back from that, I need to get rid of it.
Right. Okie dokie. Sounds good. So, wonderful. And I didn't get very far, but I'll just say what I was starting. Really doing my learning Spanish seriously, like language, just doing language exercises each day. Exercise like the rest of you, and for me is stop undercharging and saying yes when I want to say no, not so much. Actually working on days of rest, list is one that I will often do, and I actually am wanting to go more to a 4-day work week rather than 7-day. So that's one of my goals, and continue my Creativity Cafe and my Money Marathon. So that's what I've been looking at. Denise and Loretta, is there anything that you, coming out of what you said that you would like to focus on most to clear, you know, to clear so that you'll be able to start what you want, stop what you want, and continue what you're doing right?
First of all, I think working on the blocks to self-care would be a good thing.
Okay.
Guilt sounds like a good thing to work on.
Yeah.
And for me, and I'll just lay this out because I have one big item that I have not put in the stop or continue area because I haven't decided what to do with it, and that is I have my little change maker group, which I have not marketed. I've not made any more offers to any more people. And I think part of it is that it takes a lot of energy for not a lot of money for me.
Right.
So I have to really I have to think about and really understand what I'm going to do with that. And so there's a block in there somewhere. It probably has to do with, you know, and I could put a lot of energy into it and make it into something really great, or I could let it go, but I have to really decide. So there's a block in there somewhere. I don't know what it is.
And is that the one... Is that the one that you're kind of continuing through George, or is it something completely
Different
that I'm not on?
It's through TLC right now.
Yeah.
And I don't think that it's going to – I mean, I think after probably January, we'll go through January, but I think TLC is going to change, and who knows what.
Exactly.
I noticed
something of George that would indicate that.
Yeah, he's not doing something new. So, I mean, I don't know what's going to be there. But I'm going to obviously have to make some decisions one way or another. I certainly am not going to offer those services for free, which is one of the directions TLC may go. So I really have to think about what I'm going to do with that. And I could, like I said, I could turn it into something really great, but it's not going to be during the Phoenix Project. So it's going to probably have, you know, I could put a lot of energy into it and really create something amazing, but it's not going to happen until later in the after the first quarter of the year. So there's a block there. I don't know what it is, and we don't have to work on it today, but I just want to lay it out there.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you, Denise. So, Loretta.
Well, Katie, I think the biggest thing for me is the saying yes when I mean yes and saying no when I mean no. And if I can do that, a lot of the anxiety, a lot of the guilt, a lot of the negative thoughts are going to take care of themselves, because it's my tendency that I try to satisfy or, you know, I try to be there for the other, and I'm not there for myself, and then it all gets, you know, builds up, and I feel a lot of anger, and then I feel guilty because I was angry. And I think it's just simply to clear that part of me that is afraid to say yes and go forward, and afraid to say no and not do the stuff that I know it's not mine to do. So that's the big space in me, I think, that needs some clearing.
Right. Okay, wonderful. And funnily enough, even though you went last, Loretta, I'm getting the feeling that we should go with that first. So let's see what we'll come up with. And I'm feeling that, you know, like when it's related to the whole stop column, that, you know, how can we as a whole, not just your particular issue, is that if we're going to stop something in our lives, we have to be able to say yes to what we and actually do the things that we really want. We have to be able to say no. So, as well to say that yes. So, I heard somebody else say something or come in with something. Okay. No. Okay. So, here we go. We'll see what happens. Now, I'm going blank, but I'll just be with the blankness for the moment. Even though I really want to say a big yes to some things in my life, which means I have to say no to other things, and I haven't been doing that yet. I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I haven't yet stepped up to the plate and said no when I needed to and said yes when I needed to, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I got all my no's and yes's all mixed up, and so it's eating away my life energy, I deeply love and accept myself. Why am I saying yes to all these stupidities in my life? Why am I saying yes to all these little things that don't really help? Hell, the planet needs to change. Things need to happen. Us change makers can't just sit here and say yes to every little thing that comes across us, every little person who wants our help, every little thing that needs to be done or seems to be need to be done. If we're going to really change the world, we just have to let go of a hell of a lot. Let go of a hell of a lot of things we should do, of people who would like to eat our energy up, who would like us to save them. If we're going to save the world, we can't save every little person who's feeling powerless. We have to give them their power, and it's not by doing things for them. Although sometimes that can be. We have to learn to give people back their power and to take our power on. Give people back their power, take our power on. And what really gives us joy? What really gives us joy? Let's say a big yes to what really gives us joy and say no to all those maybes. Oh, I should do it. Oh, gosh, that gives me a sinking feeling, but I'm going to do it anyway. Let's get rid of all those maybe I shoulds, and let's do what is calling us. And the calling, how we know it's calling us is because there's joy involved, even if there's a bit of fear in there and a little bit of an intake of breath. Could I really do that? Could I really do that? Could I really do that? Saying yes to those things, saying yes to those things that take us beyond our comfort, but inevitably will give us more joy. Saying yes to those things. What are all those things in my life? What are those things that give me joy? Because the planet needs more joy. The planet needs more joy. The planet needs more joy. Forget about being serious, helping in the old paradigm of helping, which was to make people feel more powerless, even though we seemed like we were helping people. What is it about creating more joy which will make everything different? Which will make everything different? Which will make everything different? Okie dokie. That didn't go in the direction I was exactly thinking of, but it sounds like it may have been the one that needed to. Any response to that, or we'll go on? Okay.
Katie? Katie?
Yes?
Great. I think where I was really, it's Loretta. I think where I was really feeling a movement in me was when it was, you know, if I say yes when I mean yes, then I'll be doing things with joy.
Yes.
And that's what saved the world. You know, it's not all the things that I force myself to do because, quote, they're supposed to happen because that's what you know.
Yeah.
You always tell self-giving means you don't have any self, but it's just this whole sense that if I am exactly who I am meant to be and do exactly what is mine to do, the world's a happier place.
And yeah. All of a sudden, I know it sounds funny, but I just saw a big smile on the planet, you know. It's like, wow,
oh,
happy now. You know, it was like, you know, in the round, little round face on the planet that was smiling. It was funny, but kind of whimsical, you know. I was kind of happy with the thought. So, anyway.
I love that. Thank you for sharing that. I wrote that down, big smile on the planet. Don't we need that more? And what can we do? How much more energy do we have from a place of joy than a place of resentment and should? You know? I mean, I know when I have joy, I just go to it.
That's true. And don't even count the hours or the...
Yeah,
labor.
Yeah.
It's just free. It's just absolutely... not mindless, but there's no pressure. It's just, it happens, and it's wonderful when there's joy.
Mm.
Yes, it's good. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay.
Woo!
So I'm going to go into that killjoy, which is guilt, unless somebody else has something to say further on what we just did. Okay, so here we are. Even though I'm always feeling guilty about what I should do and that I'm not doing it, and I could just sit in a corner and think of whatever I'm doing, I think of what the other things I should be doing. So I'm never really in it. Even though I'm like that, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I guilt myself all the time, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though guilt is a big, big, big part of my life, and I'm as hesitant to let it go, I deeply love and accept myself. Oh, I am feeling so guilty because I just haven't done what I should do. I should do this, and I should do that, and I should do this, and I should do that, and I should look after somebody more, and I should have been with my mother more, even though it really wouldn't have happened or helped. I should I've been living a life of shoulds, and I'm fed up. Let's just put it in the garbage pail. Let's get out of the should, all the shoulds. I am tired of the shoulds. I'm tired of shitting on myself. I'm tired of shitting on myself. I'm tired of shitting on myself. Guilt, 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 I know thee well. I know thee so well. I know thee so well as a mother, as a lover, as a person on this planet. There's always guilt. I could do more. I could do more, but I can't do more. I can only do what I can do. And what if I could do more if I just let go of the guilt? What if I could do more if I let go of the guilt, but of the right thing? You see, I don't want to be tugged by guilt because guilt does not help. Guilt does not help. It just makes me feel bad, awful, awful, bad. I'm a bad person. I'm a bad person. That's a guilt thing. The guilt says I'm not enough. The guilt says I never will be enough. I never will be enough, but I am more than enough. I'm more than enough. I'm more than enough. And I'm doing more than enough. In fact, I should be doing less. I should be doing less and thinking more, or doing more and meditating more, being in the world more, just being more, being more. I should do less and be more, and then when I do, it will be so much more powerful. So much more powerful. I need to get power back. I need to get power back rather than guilt, which leaves me powerless. I need to get my power back, my power back. The knowledge that I am enough. Yes, I am enough. I am enough. I'm more than enough. I'm more than enough. And I don't have to do anything. I really don't have to do anything. I don't have to do anything. If I was dead tomorrow, I wouldn't be able to do it. So why not do it today? Why not do it today? Why not do it today? All right. That's a good one. Why not do it today? Any comments?
Katie, this is Denise. That was great.
Okay, good. I got you. Reminded me.
Yeah.
Go on.
There were a number of parts that struck me, but if I were dead tomorrow, it wouldn't get done. So that's a good one. And I also was really struck by, I guess, just, you know, I'm doing so much, and a lot of it is driven out of guilt or at least obligation. And I would love to be able to do less with more power, and the power, taking up my power, that was really important. So anyway, thank you.
Well, thank you. And actually, I just thought it would be great for all of us to do a list of things that we're doing that at least have a partial element of guilt involved. Because that would make us, like, that would really help, I think, to diagnose things that maybe we should stop. And just think, I mean, just going through the day and looking at the activities we're doing or the things we're doing and just and the groups we're in and thinking, how much of this is a should and how much of this is a joy? Yeah. Anybody else here?
Katie, I'd like to comment if I could.
Yeah.
Something.
Sure, please. As this was the issue you were bringing, I was hoping you might. Although you don't have to.
When I listen to you, Denise and Loretta, I'm in awe of all you do, and you're powerful women, and there's a lot of guilt in what I felt because I'm really wanting to let go of everything and not do anything, and I have a little bit of guilt that you're out there making some amazing changes in the world, and so it was very good for me to hear that come up, because that did come up for me, and I thought, here I am, you know, you're changing the world on marijuana views and whatnot, and I'm wanting to sit down and quilt. What? It just felt so mundane and so nothing. But I kind of got the sense that I used to do a lot of energy work, and Mother Earth is my call to help heal her. And I can only do that when I'm quiet and when I'm sitting, visualizing and meditating. And I martyr, and I don't do that. So for me, doing less with more power, that's a beautiful saying. Thank you for saying that. I think, Loretta, you said it, or Denise? Thank you, because that's how I will get rid of my guilt, is know that I am being powerful and I am doing the work, some of the work I'm supposed to do, because the joy I get in sitting on my piece of land and letting my visual take over and just be there, it's just so powerful. And I didn't need to, you know, have a course to do that. I didn't need to feel guilty about not helping people to do that. I guess maybe that is part of my calling, and I kind of overlooked that. So that was
beautiful.
Really powerful. Thank you.
Beautiful. Quilting the world together. There's a lot of things that are done, you know, like with the handiwork, a quilt or weaving. And at the same time, like, it gives you real quiet time. It creates beauty. And I don't know why I said quilting the world together, but I think it's almost like you are going to quilt your world together.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Beautiful. Okay. Loretta, unless you have another thing to say, I'm going to... Loretta, did you... anything?
No, I was just really touched by Shelley's pulling all of that together and just the sense of peace that I felt in her. And of course, what you did, but what you said, Shelley, that you thought I said was not something I remember saying, so I put down on my start column, Do Less with More Power. Oh, thank you for that.
That was Denise, actually, but who said that? That's wonderful. Okay. Well, we've got a few more minutes, and so what? Instead of going, much as I would like to go into exercise, because that's and self-care, because that's something I definitely need to have more of. I think what we'll do is I won't shit on myself for not getting there, but we'll just tie together the stuff around the guilt and the things that we've worked on, and do a healing code, and then we'll just check in and we'll put it off, and we'll check in for the get it done day. I'm hoping doing the healing codes won't make us too toast to do get it done right away, but I think it's needed right now. So anybody want to say anything before we go into the healing codes? Because if there's anything more that needs to go there. So,
Katie?
Yeah?
Katie, mm-hmm. I'll say just one thing. This is Denise. I also wrote down Do Less with More Power, and I think that's really the mantra for today for me. But also, I'm mindful that when I'm in joy and when I'm in creativity, I'm also healing my grief. I'm healing the world. So that's and the connection became very real to me today. So I'm really understanding how powerful that place of creativity is.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so I'm going to put in all the stuff around guilt and not saying yes to things that you don't want to into the clearing with the prayer. And this is what I'm coming up with, and I'm weaving a new life for myself with joy. As the truth focus statement, we'll just let that be. I'm weaving a new life with joy for myself with joy. And if anybody wants to kind of slightly change that, they can do it themselves or just suggest it right now. There's something that's not quite. I'm weaving a new life for me and the planet. Why not put for me and the planet? Because I think we're all really concerned about that. With joy, yeah. Anyway, we won't get overly perfectionist about this. So I'm weaving a new life for myself, for me and the planet with joy. Or I'm quilting a new life for me and the planet with joy. Through joy and stillness. So it could be another one. So anyway, we'll let that be and evolve as you like. And because there's also the one that you could focus on, which is that we came up with, is that I'm doing less with more power. That could also be your truth focus statement. So just choose what you feel like. So, or I'm doing less with more power and joy. See, there's so many options for the creative. So let's start. I request that all known and unknown negative images, unhealthy beliefs, and destructive cellular memories and all resulting physical issues related to me saying yes when I really meant no, and to saying yes to things that don't give me joy and that are just shoulds, and saying yes to the things that aren't a source of joy and nourishment to me than having to say no to things that I really want to do. So I want to clear all those things that are getting in the way of my joy and of me doing what I've really been called to do in this world, and be found that all these issues be found, opened, and healed, filling me with the love, life, and light of the divine. I also ask that the effectiveness of this healing be increased by 100 times or more. Okay, so we're focusing in between the eyebrows. And then just whatever weaving a new life for myself and the planet through joy, and or I'm doing more, I'm doing less with more power. With more power and joy. I'm doing less with more power and joy. Actually, that sounds good to me. Okay, so then we're directing the energy to the throat area now. Okay,
side of the jaw.
And then the side of the temple. Then in between the eyebrows. I'm doing less with more power and joy. I'm weaving together my world. With stillness. And beauty. And then down to the throat. And then to the side of the jaw. And then to the side of the temple. And then gently putting your hands on top of the crown of your head. And then when you're ready, you can just let them go and get to the side of your body. And look at something beautiful in your environment. Okie dokie. So here we go. I'll just let you come back into the room, and I'm going to turn off the recording right now, and then we're just going to move into the get it done day, or maybe we don't need to get so much done, but just be day. We'll just see. Whatever needs to be done will get done, and whatever not.